Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment is...
Esmeralda Liam.
And we're doing a podcast.
Is that the theme for our podcast?
We need a theme. Who should we get to do the theme for the podcast, or for the show?
Well, you know who.
Who? No, I don't know who.
Daniel Knox.
No, Daniel...
Let's suck some more creativity out of that man.
No. Daniel's great, but I don't want to do like a sad, serious song.
He has some happy ones. No. They're really just sad songs with
exactly.
happy tunes to them.
No, that's why it's great. I kind of want to do something that's funner, more fun.
Oh, I see.
But not cheesy. You know what I mean? Mm. Like drunken fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a band that could do it, like big band. So people like if Art Brut would do our theme song, that would be
okay. Call them up.
We need Art Brut to
give them a call.
I think they're on hiatus. Anyways, welcome to the show. We're doing a show right now. Mm-hmm.
Can I say what time?
Yeah,
it is?
Yeah, we're gonna. You could time and date.
It's daylight.
It's 6:42.
We've never done it in the daylight.
Zing.
Woo.
Is that true?
Is that shameful? No.
I've done lots of podcasts
in
the daylight.
Not this one.
Really.
No, it's always at night.
Wow. It is almost summer in Chicago. It's awful outside. I hate it.
It's honestly not that bad. The sun will go down and it'll get a little better.
It's 88 right now, and that to me, that's awful.
Well, yeah, but then
I'm having an awful time right
now. It's breezy out. Just be glad it's breezy.
That's true. All right, so we're going to do, if you haven't listened to the show before, when Merle and I do a podcast, it's a little bit different. It's more like a day and date show. We talk about things that have happened. the biggest news issues of the day.
Or what happens in our lives.
Exactly.
Which is funny, because I see our lives as very mundane.
Oh, I'm very exciting. I'm working nonstop.
Good job.
Very, very exciting. What could be more exciting than my life, honestly?
Yours is. Mine's quite, I sit around watching TV.
You had a good day, though, sitting around watching TV.
Yeah.
The one podcast topic I rejected is what we're going to open with.
No, we don't have to. We can talk. The only exciting thing that's happened is me calling police on my neighbors.
That's right. Call back. I think maybe the last show we did.
Because they were smoking and playing Kesha too loud.
Kesha with a money symbol for an
yes.
S. Kesha. Your neighbors were playing Kesha late at night,
yeah.
And you had to call the cops on them when?
2 days ago.
So Friday night?
3 days?
Friday or Thursday night?
Wednesday. Actually.
Wednesday night. That's 5 days ago.
No, it's Wednesday morning, because it was like 3 a.m.
A while ago. Why did you have to call the cops on them?
Because, all right, well, how it started, 3 a.m., sitting in my bed reading.
What were you reading?
I was actually reading Jeffrey Brown's
There you go.
Funny, Misshapen Body.
There you go.
Which,
very plug,
good
plug, plug,
anyway,
plug.
So I just hear this man downstairs knocking really loudly on the window below mm-hmm. me and knocking on the door, the front door to the building, just really hard. He's like, fucking open the door! And like, he's calling and no one's picking up. To buzz him in, and he's just really angry and walking back and forth. And I was like, Jesus
Pacing,
Christ.
Some might say.
Not really. It was
okay.
more...
Walking back and forth, you might
running
say. Running. Back and forth.
The short distance. But anyway, so that happened, and then he left, or something, he got in, I'm not sure. And so I was like, all right, well, that's done. But then, maybe an hour later, I hear sobbing and yelling through my radiator.
Okay.
I can hear it very
clearly. 3 a.m. at this point?
It's about 4.
4 a.m. Are you still awake? Is this keeping you
awake?
No,
I was down for sleep.
I
was down for...
You're like a bear.
But I just hear sobbing. And the kind of like when you hear in movies and things. And then... like someone yelling. It was like a movie. And it was really freaking me out. So I called the cops on him. And then the cops showed up, and I don't think they were able to get in. And then about 5 a.m., another set of cops showed up, and I had to let them in. They're like, did you call us? I'm like, I called earlier. But they already came and went. And then the lady came out, and then that was
So
that.
Does the lady know that you...
I don't think so, because she didn't see me the first time around. I don't think she opened the door for the cops the first time around.
Okay.
Because they were actually like, we've been here before.
To that address?
Yes.
To that apartment?
I think it's to that apartment, yeah.
So what's the moral of the story? Move or domestic abuse?
Be vigilant of your neighbors.
If you see something, say something.
Well, of course. No, because my mom's like, you shouldn't have said anything. I'm like, are you kidding me? What if, like, he's beating her or something?
Well, let's assume that he is beating her.
We'll see. At least, you know, I made some sort of...
You tried.
Kind of. Yeah, I did.
Good on you.
That's all.
And has
and
it
I'll
been,
call him again. I'll call them cops
since?
Again. If, no.
Do you like cops?
So she might be dead.
Do you have a problem with cops and authority?
It depends on the situation.
I got a big problem with them.
It really depends on the situation.
Really? What situation are you like, thank God you were here, cop?
When there's angry people in the downstairs apartment.
But they didn't do anything. By the time they came, it was over.
Well, they did, but the other set of cops, I think, actually got her outside.
But did you see anybody go in the car? Or did you stop looking?
No, because it got quiet. It got quiet. Yeah, he might have left. I think he left.
Okay.
Because they probably would have wanted to go in and...
Yeah.
He probably would have gotten angrier.
Well, if it's a domestic disturbance call, someone has to go in. Like, legally.
Oh, into the house?
No, to the jail. To the jail.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you know, if they don't want to press charges
precinct,
or whatever.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
I'm real dumb about this stuff.
But no. It's you know, like house parties.
Where that's different.
They're just being bullies.
That's different.
And not even being cordial.
I don't know.
That's when I don't like them.
I'm
or they abuse their power.
I got a lot of problems with cops. I think it's just based on jealousy.
You're jealous of cops?
Yeah. Yeah.
How
I never want to be a cop. Ever.
I wouldn't either.
I don't. The ability to, like, good parking, never getting a ticket.
Well, that's horrible. Those are bad things, I think.
Having a gun.
You're jealous of how you can have a gun, you know.
Not in Chicago. I'm so glad about that.
Well, then how are you jealous?
Well, they have guns. Just having that on your person, like on your shoulder.
Okay.
Like,
so you're jealous of their authority, really.
Yeah, but
because
they're
this
unwarranted
is all, this
authority.
This is all tied to authority.
Yeah, I just hate authority figures is what it really boils
down
to. I'd really do. I have a huge problem with them.
Quite a rebel.
No, absolutely not. I don't think it's a
you
rebel.
You hate authority.
I don't think it's a I hope it's not a rebel thing. I've just always hated cops.
I don't know.
And I have a mother that says, fuck cops, why would anybody become a cop? Cops are assholes, regardless of the situation.
Yeah, my parents kind of do that too.
Isn't that kind of fucked up? That's one of the worst things to tell a child.
Yeah.
Cops
but
suck.
I just choose to not.
Listen to your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bits and
not
pieces.
To.
Bits and pieces.
Like most people in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Bits and pieces. Are you Catholic still?
Yeah. Am I still Catholic?
Still
yes.
Catholic?
Yep.
Still believe in that voodoo?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You see, you should just name it voodoo.
It's all voodoo.
I kind of like that. It's voodoo. Ugh. It sounds cooler.
It's not. It's boring. I like Santeria.
See, I don't like that. They got to cut chickens open, drink their blood.
So?
I'm not. Ugh.
It's all bullshit. So
have
a smoothie
make
of blood
you drink
goats.
Blood.
Blood chicken goats.
No thanks.
They make you drink blood. Whatever. I'm good. It's all bullshit. So we opened off with a strong point, so we hate all authority figures, and I hate all religions, so that isolated everyone.
And I'll call the cops on anybody who makes noise.
Wow.
Hey, it was 3 a.m, I wanted to go to sleep.
I understand
again.
That. I understand that. Again. All right. Well, if you haven't listened to the show before, this has happened before.
Yeah, but last time it was just them being noisy.
Was it the
noisy.
Same neighbors listening to Kesha that had
yes.
the... Are you sure? Cause
yes,
because
it was the people below me. Same ones.
But you have a small building. It could have been the people below you and to, like, the right or to the
no,
left.
No, because the first time around, I went down there and I knocked on their door to shut them up. And I think they thought I was the cops. So they shut it off and didn't come to the door.
Yeah. I'm just jealous, I think. That's what it is. I fucking hate cops.
That's okay. You can be jealous. Just don't try to do anything to them.
I've yet to meet somebody that's like, I am so glad you're a cop. You help the world.
Well, I mean, I could see that, but like I said, it's
I have
it's
yet
the
to
situation.
Meet one. I had a detective landlord. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
My landlord in Pilsen was a detective. Fucking asshole, dude. He lied to us blatantly. He said the basement was going to be finished. The basement was never finished, which means we're heating a room that we couldn't even have access to because there were no stairs.
Ugh.
So, yeah, one month of heating bill was like $300. Fuck this guy. And we couldn't... Who the hell could we call? The cops? He's a cop. And
I actually have I have a police officer. I have cops in my family.
Okay,
one
do you
of
like
my cousins.
Them? Is
yeah.
he a nice guy?
He is, although he does kidnappings and...
Is he a detective?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, he's a hostage negotiator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In where?
In California.
In where? I should say where. In where? Jesus Christ.
In California.
Okay. So you're not
and
really
he's a
close
nice
to
fella.
Yeah.
Well, I just reconnected with him.
Did he buy you lots of drinks?
No, we didn't go to bars.
Did he give you lots of foods?
Yes.
Did he?
Because I was in his home.
So. Good. And he has multiple homes?
No.
Oh.
His home.
Oh.
He's my cousin.
Okay.
We're good to each other. So.
That's nice. That's really
yes.
nice.
Family.
Oh, I don't have that, so it's different. Let's kill all the cops. How about that? No? No? All
well, right. He's not really a cop, so.
Yeah, he's different.
Okay.
I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know either.
I don't hate all of them. Although I do, you know, I get angry when they bleep their horns
when
they pass through red lights.
That stuff
that's
is,
a little annoying.
It's fine if there's a purpose. And
no, it isn't.
And I'm totally cool with the cops. Yes. That, like,
it's fine when there's a purpose, but when they're just doing it just because they don't want to sit there.
I'm cool with that, too.
I hate that.
That's awesome. I think that's great.
That's so dumb.
Don't ever pull me over. Fuck
wait
you.
For everybody. Come on. Or wait like everybody else.
I've yet to
it's like
a,
30 seconds
I have yet to have a good
time.
Experience with the police, and I don't think it's possible to have a good experience with the police. And maybe that's my fault, to realize that you can never have a good experience.
That's true, and you've had a lot of crime happen to
you. I've had a lot of crime happen to me, and yeah, it's just, it's not good, ever.
Mm.
And from both sides of it, it's just not good.
See. Maybe you just haven't met the right cop.
I always want to tell him, read a book. If you read a lot of books, you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, that's what I'm saying, maybe you just haven't met the right one.
I don't think there is the right one. It's like, how could I find the nicest Nazi?
You don't think there is the one.
I don't think there is the
one. The one police officer.
No, I'm not going to have stars in my eyes over a police officer. Fuck that. So I hope no cops listen to this show. If they do, whatever. They're going to just break in again. What does it fucking matter?
Maybe they're going to... Now they're going to... There's going to be a big conspiracy against you where cops are just going to break into your home.
I'm really nice to cops.
And then just steal your podcasting equipment.
Yeah.
And that's all that's gone.
So hard to do. Whatever. We'll do one benefit show and raise $30. It'll all be replaced.
Great.
I got a lot of problems.
You do.
I do.
You do.
I'm really nice to them, though.
You should actually, you know what you should do? Start a third podcast where you just talk about your problems.
No, that's annoying. That's
and that
really,
would be like...
This is already getting really annoying.
It'd be like a therapeutic.
This is already
and therapeutic for others.
I don't know. I've oh, man. There's two things that if I have a boy or a girl that if they become... Well, one of them is only a boy.
It just
one
I
of
just,
the two problems.
Either I get a boy or a girl. This is what I do. Like,
well,
you're going to get a third
well,
thing?
Yeah, hopefully.
If you get a dog?
Yeah, well, that's a different
thing. If a dog shoots out?
If a dog... That'd be so great. No schooling. Vets are cheaper than doctors. It's great. If I have a boy and he wants to become a priest or a police officer, I will know I have failed in life.
Why? Maybe that's just...
Then I'm failed.
That is what they is.
No, it ain't Popeye, all right, lady? This is not a cartoon where all we eat is spinach, and there's a huge homoerotic relationship with another dude called Bluto. No.
Might be.
And if I have a daughter that wants to become a cop, then I've failed. But she can't become a priest because Catholicism doesn't allow that.
She could be a, what are those, Unitarian.
Pastor. The pastor?
Pastors.
That's different, whatever.
Okay.
There's not as much kid fucking.
That is true.
So,
well, because they can marry.
Exactly. Whatever.
Well, I don't think it would matter to those priests.
So I just want to have gay, lesbian, women, abortion doctors. That's what
is
I
that
want.
What you hope
That's
they grow up to be?
That's my ideal daughter. You're... Oh, my! I'd be so proud. So proud. I'd be so happy as a dad. Let's go back to... We haven't talked about one of our issues. Oh, we did talk about the domestic dispute. That's good.
Yes.
I went to Borders yesterday to meet my mother. And I've
did
never
you guys read
no
together?
We just got coffee in the coffee shop. The Borders employees all have headsets on.
Yes.
Did you ever notice that before?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, I do think it's fun. I do love it. I mean,
that's
do
fucking
you really,
insane.
Is it that busy there?
No.
It's never that busy, and they have all those people
let's
all
say,
over the.
You
joint.
Know what? Let's say it is that busy.
They what? Have phones.
Yeah, they have phones, and also it's a bookstore.
I wonder if they lose frequency.
The headsets?
Yeah.
Good question.
Could we get CB
good
radios
question.
And listen to the Borders? The Borders line.
I guess I'd be more disappointed in my son or daughter if they wanted to be a
work
Borders.
At Borders with.
You could work at Borders and that's fine, but if that's your goal,
that's sad. Management.
I'd almost
and Borders.
Rather have you be a priest cop.
A what? Oh, a priest cop.
Yeah, priest cop.
All right.
It's like a late night show from '89.
Yes.
After Law and Order on NBC.
Yes.
Fighting the devil by day and crime by night. Something to that effect would be the tagline. Where else?
They'd be really tired.
The thing about the... They would be tired. But what do priests do? What are they so busy doing? Kneeling
praying.
And sinning. Really? They could sleep through that and no one would notice. They're connecting with the Lord.
Are you praying, sir? Yes.
Yeah, fuck you.
With my
I'm
eyes
I'm the
closed.
Priest. Don't question me or I'll fuck you in the face. And nothing bad will happen.
They're going to do that anyway.
Oh, zing. Zing, zing, zing. Easy targets. Okay, why have the headsets? I still don't get it. And the guy was on the headsets, and he literally said Roger after a
oh,
first.
Did he?
He did say Roger.
Okay, that's funny. I wonder if they have to go over.
You can see
Roger.
The front of the store from the back of the store. No sight lines are obstructed. I could see you. Why are we doing this?
Then they should do flag signing.
like
big flags.
Land the plane. Land the palette of Liza Minnelli books here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
the
books.
I mean,
hurry up.
It'd be funny.
Hurry up. No one's buying this book.
Let's Morse put it, code.
The Morse code's good.
But then they'd have to have those little doot-doot-doot-doot machines everywhere.
You don't need that to do Morse code.
Well,
the office
do you
taught
do
us that. Blinking,
oh, that's true,
tapping.
But you can't see blinking from across a room.
Tapping.
I guess you could tap.
You could tap over the PA.
They could have two sticks. Tap them together.
What were those sticks that people would juggle?
Oh, I don't know. John has some.
The hippies like them.
John has some. He used to work at those.
Smelled like patchouli. He used to work where?
He used to work at those stupid stores like where all they sold was toys. It was like a science store.
WTTW store?
No. It was in Water Tower.
Okay.
It's one of those, like, science stores.
Does he have a lot of those toys?
Yes.
You sound thrilled.
Yeah. Well, they're in, like, a box somewhere. But it's just funny. He has a talent of with those fucking sticks.
We're going to make this a shorter episode. I got to go to a show. So, the final topic, which we probably should have opened with, because I could probably go on about an hour on this, is the open mouth, pouty lip, sexy look.
Yeah. All I don't right. even call it that.
Well, what would
I
you
think
call
it's
it?
Funny that you called it the open mouth pouty sexy
let's
look.
Let's give people an example. And I'll give the local example and you give the nation example. Like, what is it, what would everyone in the country know this from? And I'll start and you can think about it. In the Red Eye, there's an ad every day for a Loop-sponsored event. Loop is a modern rock radio, or the rock and roll radio station in Chicago. And they have a thing called the Loop Girl. So it's some scantily clad, dressed woman, and she's got teased, bleached blonde hair, and she's mm-hmm. wearing a tank top, but it's very form-fitting, and short shorts, Daisy Dukes, but they're not jeans. And
no,
she has
like
an open mouth, slightly open-lipped look, not wide open, not like she's going to say something, but the sexy come-hither look.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, it's what I gather from what that is, it's, I'm going
to
blow you.
Oh, totally. I get the I'm going to blow you thing. But to me, it looks like somebody that's about to go into diabetic coma. Like, it's really close to, or I just had a stroke.
They caught her just at that moment.
Yeah, like, put a spoon in the mouth before she chews it off.
The moment before she had that attack.
Yeah, but I don't get that.
Well, I don't either. I mean, when you told me this at first, I immediately just thought of mouth breathers.
Just dumb people.
Like, not even like that. It's just like they always have some sort of like nasal problem. I'm assuming that's why their mouth.
Here's
breathers.
Why I can't talk so much shit. I had a big crush on Fran Drescher when I was like 10 years old.
Was she a mouth breather?
She's got the most nasally voice in the world.
Yeah, but that's not mouth breathing. There's a difference. You'll see it a lot on very large people.
Yeah, of course. I understand that.
Really stupid people do that. And it's like they're just staring off as well. They always have this vacant look in their eyes with their mouths open.
But the sexy look isn't that type of person. That's an intentional look.
I know, but that's what I immediately think of when you say that. I just think mouth breathers.
I don't understand why that's attractive to me. Like, children do that when they're young and they want a popsicle and they don't know how to say, I'm young and I want a popsicle.
They just do a sexy come hither look.
And then a priest fucks them in the face. And that's what happens. But we've moved on from that. I don't. What's the male equivalent of that? Like, what's the come hither look for dudes?
The eye looks
like squinty eyes.
Like you know, a
like
I don't
like know. Joey on Friends thing.
No.
Well, that's what you just said. A and then the eye thing, and that's what that guy
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but that's really like uncomfortable. That's very awkward.
I think I'm trying to think of the. I don't know the guy look.
But you know what? It has to be someone very attractive.
That could do that thing?
Yes.
I think every man, every male model should look angry. That's the male look. That's the look. That's the look I approve of.
It's not bad.
I understand ladies that like, that guy looks like Clint Eastwood. He looks angry in every poster. That's an attractive man.
He's
women
20.
That look pissed off and like not open mouth like Christina Hendricks in Mad Men press photos looks way better than Christina Hendricks in Esquire or GQ or
with their mouth open.
With all the mouth because I'm gonna blow.
What I would like to see is the other pictures and is there drool coming out of their mouths?
Good question.
Is
good
there the question. Outtakes where there's just like
just like dick
put a bib on them.
Come all over their lips. Both men and female, I'm not judging here.
Actually that would not be an outtake.
That would mean
she had come
that
all
would
over
just be
her
a different magazine.
Yes, exactly.
It really bothers me, and I don't know why.
You should do a whole campaign against this.
I don't
campaign against sexy pouty girl looks.
It's like this close to, like I get the Lolita thing. Mm. Are you trying to do the Lolita thing? Because if you're trying to do the Lolita thing, that makes sense. Okay,
I think it's just the blowjob thing.
I get that.
And I can put things in my mouth.
Yes, I understand that women and men could put things in their mouth. And good on you. You know what? Thank you. Thank you, men and women. But still, let's make it better. Like, I think what I want to see, this is pretty much what I want to see in Esquire and GQ. This is what I want to see in the magazines I subscribe to. Angry people on the cover, looking good. That's it.
You should, I men mean, that's
or,
a thing.
Men or women. That's it.
That's a style.
That's why I like 1920s, 1930s, like, starlets so much more. They're never, like, pouty lips. They're either smiling happily, blatantly, or just like, fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you and steal all your money looks. I love those two. Yeah. Give me one of those
They're
two.
Driven.
Either give me happy or driven.
That's Vixen? No. Femme Fatale.
Give me a Femme Fatale. Yeah, but not like a Sharon Stone Femme Fatale.
You thinking
either.
Like a Jean Harlow?
Yeah, something like that.
She was always
the Rita Hayworth.
Pissy.
Like shit like that. Look good, but look angry or happy. Pick one of the fucking two. Don't pick fucking retarded. You look retarded.
You should, I would love to see those like photo shoots. Be like, how do you want retarded?
Go retarded. Retarded. Go tardo. Open a little bit. Go like half tard. That's what it is. Go half tard. That's
half
what you get.
Half tard.
This got really, wow. Something.
I think we're, what do you call it?
We've quickly offended everyone.
There you go.
That was good. That was good.
That's good. We're offending people.
I'm proud of you.
Offending people left and right.
I think we're talking to the core audience, though. People that hate cops probably listen. People that love cops probably don't listen to this show.
That's probably
you know what
true.
This all... I don't know. I won't say that's too personal, so fuck that.
Okay.
The neighbor thing, I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. The Borders employees. I think if you do work at Borders and you listen to the show, you probably hate working at Borders, so it's still cool. And if you like the open mouth pouty lips, I don't think what we've said will deter you from jacking off to that.
Mm-mm.
You've
right in their pouty mouths.
Literally, it's very good. That's a good segue to literally segue the lips with the cum and the dicks, and it's good. Tomorrow night or today, when you're probably listening to this episode, we're having a wonderful, wonderful live show. We have great. I'm very excited.
So am I. I've been reading all those books, and I just want to go up to him and go, aww.
Jeffrey Brown is a graphic novelist, and his stuff is great. And I've been reading it for about 5-6 years now, since I was in college, and I love it. And he's going to be on the show, and I'm very excited about that. We have comic Cindy Cornelson, who's very, very dirty and funny. And we have a band called The Way It Is, and it's Michael Sanchez, is also a stand-up comic. But it's not a joke band. It's a pop band. I got to make that clear.
It's a proper band.
It's a proper band. And it's going to be different than most of the shows you see, because... Yes, he plays every instrument on the record. It's essentially a solo project. But for this mm-hmm. show, he's just playing drums and singing into the like backing track. And I've never seen that before. I've seen a lot of people play guitar over drums and mm-hmm. singing, but never playing drums and singing over a backing track. So that's going to be a different...
This will be interesting.
It'll be a good show. I'm very excited for the show. So please, if you can, if you have any time, I promise you I will not do the pouty lip thing unless you specifically ask. And then I'll do it all night long because I'm a total whore.
We should make masks... of our faces with pouty half tardo lips.
Is it possible for me to do like pouty lips but like a really furrowed angry brow?
So, to do both the best of both worlds?
No, I look like I'm about to shit or something. I'm doing it now. It doesn't look right.
You know what it is? It's almost like your angry eyebrow look is connected to your teeth, so then your teeth kind of just...
Yeah, it looks
like I
have
your teeth
detached jaw or something.
I can't do that. Okay, it's a bad idea.
So we have
no masks.
Prizes giveaway. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited for this show. Yeah, if you have any interest in graphic novels or drawing or whatever, come to the show.
It's very good. And just quirky stories.
Yeah, they're really, really good. If I ever have a child, I will... If I ever have a boy or... Either one. Boy or girl.
Or dog.
The dog will definitely... More cat. Jeffrey
More cat,
cats,
yeah. Though. He loves cats.
But I'm excited for this interview. It's going to be a good show. Thanks for listening. I hope we haven't offended you. You got anything to say?
No.
All right. Have a wonderful evening.